105 The Tap and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Memorial High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tonight, it's a Big Rivers Conference matchup with the Memorial Old Aves against the Rice Lake Warriors. Feels like a bit of a throwback to another time. Memorial and Rice Lake meeting on the court with both sitting undefeated in the conference. So first place is on the line. A bunch of the league's front line players going eye to eye. Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga for Memorial versus Zach Orr and Will Svensson for Rice Lake. Chad Brisky and his sweater vest on the Memorial sideline. The legendary Kevin Orr over with Rice Lake. Assuming this will be a competitive game for all 36 minutes, it's like thinking your car will be freezing cold when you head out for work on a January morning. It's a safe play. I'm Scott Montesano. We're excited for you to be with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tip-off for this one coming up at about 7:15. Memorial coming off of an easy win at Superior. They have looked good all year. Memorial's two losses coming to some powerhouse programs from outside the region. But as I talked to Chad Brisky about, the head coach, and you'll hear that interview in a moment, iron sharpening iron. Memorial has been good all year. Cooper Jesperson not only leads the conference in points, leads the conference in assists. Wesley Mboga has been a powerful force underneath. A Memorial team, by the way, hitting 9 3-pointers a contest. They'll take a lot of threes, thus they'll hit a lot. Rice Lake, though, is undefeated this year, not just in the conference, but overall. They're 8-0. The thing is, only their wins over a struggling Chippewa Falls program and North are their only quote-unquote Division I level wins. This would be their most impressive victory of the year. Zach Orr is their leading scorer, but Will Svensson comes in with 4 straight games of 10-plus points, and he's not a volume shooter. He's hitting on 70% of his field goals this year. Memorial and Rice Lake tonight. Before the game, I caught up with Chad Brisky, the head coach of the Memorial Old Aves, and we begin with his scouting report on Rice Lake.
You know, Rice Lake, Kevin's kind of the dean of the BRC, so you know his teams are always going to play hard. They're tough. They're well-coached. They're organized. They're very talented on the perimeter, so they don't beat themselves. They take care of the basketball really well and get good shots. So we fully anticipate this is going to be a great game. There's a reason they're 8-0. So you don't get to this stage in the season without having some talent and still be 8-0. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully our guys rise up to it and see where the chips fall tonight.
Coming into the season, there were a lot of guys on paper that a fan would assume is going to carry you. And so far this year, the guys you would hope would carry you have been carrying you. And that's nothing you take for granted, is it? A player still has to perform.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one thing to – we always say potential is the worst word to use when it comes to a team, because people will see it on paper and say, oh, this should just work. But there's a lot of ebbs and flows even to a veteran team that – we feel we're continuously getting better. We're not where we want to be yet. But each one of the guys that we expect to do well has had some moments this year that we can build on. And they've also had some moments that we've been able to teach from. And I think that's really the key part, is this group is allowing themselves to be coached hard, to allow the bar to continuously be raised on them, and to not be satisfied with the good, to really try to pursue the excellence. So I'm really happy with this group in terms of their approach to it. And again, we just see this as another step to reaching that dreaded word of potential.
obviously, people have known about Cooper Jesperson. A guy who's really emerged, I thought, last year and has really taken over this year is Wesley. What can you say about him underneath? He's got those steel girders for arms underneath. He presents a problem down low, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, Wesley has done a great job of kind of making himself into the player he is today through just kind of constant progression. Great kid, great leader, does a nice job of kind of, again, allowing himself to be coached hard when both him and Cooper are kind of the guys of notoriety on your team that everyone kind of knows, and they allow themselves to be coached hard and to allow themselves to be vulnerable enough to accept the criticism from the coaching staff to push higher, that kind of trickles through the rest of the team. So Wesley's kind of embraced that as well. And tonight's a big step for Wes. I think he would be the first to admit it wasn't a great game for him up in Superior. And we talk about how great players don't allow one bad game to kind of snowball on them. So I'm hoping that Wes steps up to the challenge tonight, especially on the defensive end, and presents himself in the manner that we've come accustomed to seeing.
And you talk about that, you've been coaching high school athletes for a long time. The importance of being able to put something behind. That's a problem for professional athletes, let alone 16, 17, 18-year-old. We want to call them young adults, but we all know they're still kids.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the fun things about coaching in high school and even teaching in high school. Like, you know, they can call me a coach, but it's really teaching life lessons through basketball. Basketball is just one medium I get to interact with kids, and I had great coaches in my life, and I reflect back to where I was as a 16 through 18-year-old, and I think, man, I've come a long way. And, you know, I can't wait to see where these guys get, you know, 20 years from now, and I'm much older, and I'm the one sitting in the stands and watching them kind of accomplish great things in their careers and as family men and things like that. So I think that's the best thing about it. Sports is just, it doesn't, you know, build character. It really reveals character, and it gives you moments to have real, honest, vulnerable conversations with 16 through 18-year-old boys and make a real difference.
And who are some guys who've really been stepping up for you, maybe off the bench? We look at the stats. They always have 2, 3, 4 points. So it's nothing eye-popping there, but that may be a very impressive 2, 3, 4 points. They're providing you that solid minutes off the bench.
Yeah, I feel this is always the coach's kiss of death when you start pointing this out. But Ian Bauer, I really think in the last like 2 weeks, we've started to see the type of player he can be. And the good thing for us is he's our only junior, so that's good that he's moving forward. And we get to see him kind of progress even into next year. But I think he's really embraced what's being asked of him. He's, again, super coachable, loves to be coached hard. Great kid, just does everything that you could ask, and makes winning plays at times. And I always take a guy that gives all out effort and is an ultimate competitor. And you know, I think Ian is probably the guy that's kind of embraced that the last week and a half. And hopefully we have some other guys step up, like Caleb Yates and Ben Fessemeyer had some good moments throughout the early part of the season. And we expect a lot out of Shamar as he's getting healthier and healthier. So, you know, we pride ourselves in our depth, and that's one of the things we've always talked about the last 8 years I've been here is Memorial has depth, and we've tried to use that. So our guys are doing a good job of kind of staying true to the process and learning, and hopefully we see some more guys emerge.
And once again, that is the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, Chad Brisky. Memorial and Rice Lake, a pair of teams that are undefeated in the Big Rivers Conference. First place on the line, albeit is just the second week of January, but it's never too early to lay claim to first place all by yourself. Winner tonight will have that. We'll continue to prepare for this game on the other side of this break. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Scott Montesano back with you on this Friday night. A powdered sugar sprinkling of snow outside for us today in the Chippewa Valley. We're very much into the middle portion of the winter sports schedule, and the winner tonight between Rice Lake and Memorial has first place all by themselves in the Big Rivers Conference. Memorial has won each of the last seven meetings between these two schools, and in fact, Rice Lake has not won in this gymnasium since December 1st of 2017. Think about that. That was more than 8 years ago. So for those guys right now that are 18, they were 10. These guys were in elementary school the last time Rice Lake won here. Memorial looking to defend their home floor. It's been a solid season for Memorial. Rice Lake, while they're undefeated, the one thing maybe they're lacking is that one real noteworthy win. They're trying to get that here tonight, so it's a very intriguing matchup. Some of the best players in Western Wisconsin staring each other eye to eye this evening. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
The South Middle School Band performing our national anthem tonight. It is a packed house here this evening. I would say the building probably about 80% filled, and opposite of us on the stands where the band is and the students are, it is shoulder to shoulder. Should be a fun environment this evening. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for Rice Lake, Kevin Orr, as Chad Brisky called him, the Dean of Coaches. In the BRC, they're 8-0 overall, 4-0 in the conference. They'll start the senior Connor Durant, senior Evan Strand, senior Zach Orr, junior Will Svensson, and senior Will Johnson. Durant, Strand, Orr, Svensson, and Johnson for Rice Lake. Orr averaging 16 points a game. He is a very good three-point option. Will Svensson underneath is a very good presence in the paint. As for Memorial, Chad Brisky's team, 7-2 overall, 4-0 in the conference. Senior Julius Clark, senior Bryce Hedke, senior Cooper Jesperson, along with the senior Tay Ferguson and the senior Wesley Amboga. Jesperson, by the way, averaging 21 points per game. He leads the BRC. He also has 5 assists per game. So he obviously generates an awful lot of interest and has not been afraid to find the open guy when that open guy has been there. Memorial in the first half will head from right to left across your listening device. Memorial's got the white unis trimmed in the purple. Meanwhile, Rice Lake, the blue sky blue trimmed in yellow and white. Memorial's won seven straight against Rice Lake. The last time Rice Lake, by the way, won here, early December of 2017, and these players were all in elementary school back then. Just waiting a moment for some students to get into position opposite of us as they get into their seats. Now they're ready because obviously the bleachers come right up to the sideline. The opening tap goes deep into the Rice Lake end, tracked down along their own baseline by Zach Orr. He'll jog up the floor, and Rice Lake gets the first possession. Orr averaging 16.6 points per game, a senior for them. Already well over 1,000 points in his career. Johnson, high out left, handing it to Connor Duran. Duran, by the way, a running back on the Rice Lake football team, a strong state tournament football team. He comes down low, but his layup leaks off the side. No good. Rebound, Mboga, and those steel girders for arms that he's got. Here's Julius Clark out between the wheels. High out right for Bryce Hedke. Back to Mboga up top. A little crisscross there with Jesperson. Jumps it back to Clark, left sideline. Trying to go underneath Mboga. Palmed away. Ball loose along the sideline. Saved inbounds by Evan Strand of Rice Lake. But Rice Lake has, Memorial has it. Thrown up top to Ferguson. But as Ferguson caught it and began to drive, they're going to get him out of travel. So still looking for our game's first points in this one. Just a minute in as Rice Lake has the basketball. Memorial likes to score a lot. Rice Lake tends to keep the scoring down. Johnson, right wing, between the wheels for Orr. Swung around to the left side is Fenton. Back to Orr, right side. Right hand dribble into the lane, trying to spin around Clark, but he cannot get loose. And Rice Lake will throw it back outside and try again. Orr, left wing to Durand. Up top, right side Johnson. Bullets a pass underneath. It was nearly knocked away, but Evan Strand collects it along the sideline for Rice Lake, and they'll keep possession. Swing pass looking for Johnson along the near side, knocked out of bounds by Mboga, who jumped in front of him, knocked it away with his right palm, but ball ends up going out of bounds along the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Again, Memorial, when they play well, they score a lot. And Rice Lake, meanwhile, will slow things down, play a little more old-fashioned high school basketball, take advantage of the lack of the shot clock. Orr, trying to get his butt into the belly of his defender down low to get some space. That doesn't work. Good job by Bryce Hedke holding his own. Pass goes back outside, and along the right sideline, Evan Strand for Rice Lake gets fouled on a reach-in by Tay Ferguson. Ferguson heading to Brown in Rhode Island to get that Ivy League education and also to play on their FCS football program. But getting one more year of competitive basketball in them. Underneath in the low block, the layup too strong for Zach Orr of Rice Lake. And Memorial has the basketball, trying to take the lid off of it and get the game's first points. Mboga three, right corner bottoms. Wesley Mboga buries the three, and Memorial out to the 3-0 lead. Heard Chad Briskey before the game say, you know, Mboga might not have had the best of games earlier this week at Superior, a game Memorial won going away, but expecting him to bounce back tonight. Orr a three ball right side, no good, but Orr then gets his own rebound as everybody had leaked away and lost sight of the ball, and Orr scoops it up and in for the easy layup. His three ball thudded off the side of the basket, but nobody was around to get the rebound. Only him. He was the only guy there. Sort of like when you drop a French fly on the floor. It was the old five-second rule. We come the other way. Jesperson fouled as he tries to go up strong for a layup. His shot no good, but he'll go to the line shooting two. Jesperson, a nice bounce back after he had missed the last month of last year with that injury. Makes the first free throw. It's 4-2 in favor of Memorial early in the first half. Jesperson sitting on an offer from Division II, Winona State, but waiting to see what else may come through. He's in no hurry, and rightfully so. Jesperson makes both free throws. And it's Rice Lake ball down by three. Jesperson honored earlier just before warm-ups for getting his 1,000th career point over the holiday break. Oh, on the far sideline, a pass knocked out of bounds by Memorial. They say that it was last touched by Rice Lake as it went off the body of Jesperson, then went off the body of the Rice Lake player. And that's Memorial ball as they force the turnover. Memorial basketball, they attack the hoop to the left, up by three, Mboga, top of the key. Being guarded by Svensson, to Jesperson, left wing, three, bottoms! He got a little bit of the hometown kiss on that one. There was a little bit of a curvature to that shot, and it rolled around and in. Three ball by Jesperson, and Memorial leads 8-2. Durant tried to drive in from the left side, turned around though. Here's Svensson at the block, pawed away by Mboga. He gets it back, floats it back outside for Durant. Durant trying to work on Heckey, comes on in, floater with the right hand. That is no good off the glass, rebound back to Memorial. Heckey for three, left side, no good. High rebound pulled down by Connor Durant using that strength. And again, he's built up playing running back for the football team and one of the top tacklers on that dominating Rice Lake football team. Orr scoots on through the lane and goes up and in with the right hand off the window. Zach Orr sprints through the lane and scores. He slid through like a car, sliding right underneath a traffic stop on an icy intersection. Here's Mboga, left block for Memorial. Mboga tries to go up, nay-nay, but he got fouled. And Mboga will get a couple of free throws. 13:47 left in the opening half. Memorial out to the 8-4 lead thus far. Well, here's Mboga. Both Stout and Eau Claire are looking at him, trying to keep him local for his college playing days. The righty's first shot is up and got it to go. Had a double-double in Memorial's win against Stevens Point on December 17th. Second free throw, too strong off the back heel, and it is grabbed by Will Johnson of Rice Lake. 9-4, Memorial leads. Rice Lake ball is here, Zach Orr, out between the wheels, tried to maneuver his way around Shamar Simmons, but Simmons got the hip in the way there, and they'll get a foul on Simmons, who has been slow going so far this year in his senior year, hampered a bit by an injury. But Chad Brisky telling us before the game, optimistic that Simmons is getting back into the form that made him one of the guys who really helped carry this team the last few weeks of last season. He was one of the guys who stepped up after Cooper Jesperson got hurt. Orr into the lane, throws a shoulder into the body of Julius Clark. He knocks Clark backwards, and that's going to be a foul on Orr. Zach Orr, like somebody trying to nudge away a person in a grocery store aisle, trying to get the last of the baguettes from the bakery. And they're going to get Orr on the foul. That'll be his first. The offensive foul gives the ball back to Memorial. They lead by 5-9-4. Little four-court press here from Rice Lake. That pressures Jesperson into trying to throw a long pass up the floor. And he airmails it over the head of Ian Bauer, who's checked into the game, and it goes into the Rice Lake bench. Cooper Jesperson got double-teamed to the backcourt, just flung it ahead, a heave and a hope, and it ended up sailing into the Rice Lake bench. Rice Lake ball, as they're down by five, 13 minutes left in the first half. Zach Orr again has it, out in midcourt, left-hand dribble knee-high. High out left for Pierce Hastrader into the ball game. Hands it to Johnson, back to Hastrader. Hastrader trying to strengthen his way underneath. Simmons holding his ground there. And Rice Lake will have to go back outside and try again. Rice Lake's trying to play some bully ball. At Memorial, good job by Chad Brisky's team. They've been keeping their foundations. They haven't been knocked over here. Rice Lake's been like a bulldozer, all their guys, trying to knock down the support beams. A bounce feed underneath, picked off by Ian Bauer. The pass intended for Svensson at the block. Memorial basketball leading by five. Bauer, left wing, pass into the left corner to Clark. He drives the baseline off the glass with the right hand, and he scores. Julius Clark has his first two of the game, and Memorial leads by seven, their largest lead so far. If Memorial can get their points tonight, they'll be in good shape. Falling down along the far side for Rice Lake was Hashbier. Ball loose on the deck, picked up by Jesperson. He'll run the floor, can't score with the left hand, but he got fouled on the hip by Will Johnson, who was trying to impede his progress. And Jesperson will go to the line shooting two. Hashbier along the far side, the far wing, lost his balance, fell down to the pines, and the ball ended up becoming a mess out there. Everybody flopping around for it. It's like somebody saying there's one last slice of cold pizza remaining in the refrigerator, and it was a gumball rally as to who was going to get there first. Jesperson got it, ran down the floor, and while he didn't score, he drew the foul. Hits the first free throw. 12-4, Memorial leads. 11:55 remaining in the first half. Jesperson about to get his second. That foul, by the way, was on Will Johnson, his first, already the fourth on Rice Lake. Jesperson buries the free throw. Jesperson has made all the free throws he's taken so far. Memorial now leads by nine at 13-4. Ball knocked out of bounds by Memorial across their baseline, and it will stay with Rice Lake down to the right. But Rice Lake has been slow going in terms of getting their offense fired up. And for Memorial, you're not necessarily going to put the game away right now. This is a Rice Lake team that is still 8-0. But you've got a chance right now to give yourself a little more of a cushion early on before Rice Lake is able to get into a rhythm. Foul called on Memorial before the inbounds. A foul on Caleb Yates, his first, and the team's third. Ball thrown back in by Rice Lake as they're on offense. Evan Strand between the leg dribble at the top of the key. Tried to drive on Simmons, but Simmons ends up angling him off to the side. He can't get through Shamar Simmons. Zach Orr, top of the key. Tries to slither through the lane, but he is walled off by Cooper Jesperson. Memorial doing a great job defensively on Rice Lake so far in this first half. Johnson, top of the key. He's trying to work on Yates. Spin at the free throw line. He's too far out to take a shot and has to hand it back to Orr. That Memorial bench standing in appreciation of their teammates' hustle. Here comes Orr, racing through the lane for Rice Lake. Puts it up, no, as it hangs on the front rim. But Orr got the foul. They're not going to give him the shots. They're going to say Cooper Jesperson fouled him on the floor. First personal on Jesperson in the team's fourth of the half. Rice Lake will try again. It's like they're trying to cut a steak with a dull butter knife. A great job done by Memorial defensively. It's not like Rice Lake's missing shots. They're not getting shots up. Into the lane, Hashbier. A teardrop floater up and in. Hashbier scores, and Rice Lake will then call a quick timeout as well as Kevin Orr. Wants to talk things over with his group. 10:50 to go in the first half. Memorial leads Rice Lake 13-6. Back right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
So far, the Oakland Memorial defense has been like a drugstore keeping the cold medicine behind that special glass encasement. Very stingy has Memorial been. They lead 13-6, 10:40 to play in the first half. Memorial going for the three ball. Here's Yates, left wing. No, off the back heel. Rebound, Rice Lake. And here comes Rice Lake up the floor. They'll slow things down. Orr out in midcourt on top of the Memorial logo, angles his way to the right wing. Between the leg dribble, but not falling for the eye candy is Ian Bauer. Orr now drives through with the left hand, switches to the right, and he'll score off the window with the right hand. Zach Orr cuts the Memorial lead to 5 at 13-8, 10 minutes left in the first half. A jam-packed house here at Memorial High School. A three ball by Jesperson, left wing, front rim, back rim, no, and a defensive rebound for Zach Orr, and he'll yo-yo the ball up the floor as Rice Lake has started to go on a mini spurt here. Orr, right side, got his man to fall down, takes an open three and got it. That'll get an ooh from the Rice Lake students who came to the far side and off to the left as they got the Memorial player to fall down to his rump. Jesperson trying to answer back with a three, right side, no. Ball volleyballed up into the air, collected by Rice Lake. Rice Lake down by two as they've gone on a 7-0 spurt. Strand works the baseline. Yeah, he went up and down. He tried to work the baseline. Outstanding defense by Jesperson, who was all over him like a tightly fitted thong, and got him to go up and down. One of those, he tried to go up for a shot, thought better of it, landed, and then looked sheepishly at the official saying, oh, I hope you didn't see that. It is 13-11 in favor of Memorial. They lead by two, 9:24 to play in the first half. Julius Clark across the midcourt stripe. He'll decelerate right wing. Gets it back from Mboga. Right sideline. Floats it to Yates at the right block. He'll go strong off the glass and score. Getting that shot up and over. Will Svensson. Caleb Yates, the senior, with his first 2 points. And Memorial builds the lead. Back up to four. Svensson can't handle the pass along the left side. As that pass goes off his fingertips from Connor Duran and bounces into the Memorial students, it'll become a Memorial basketball on the turnovers. A Memorial basketball. Memorial leading by four in this one. Right sideline, three ball by Clark. Falls off the side of the rim, no. Rebound in the corner, saved by Duran. No. He went to save it in the corner for Rice Lake, but could not get there before his feet were out of bounds, and Memorial will retain possession. Throw it in from the corner. Down to our left. Nice little buzz in the gym on this Friday night. Ball pitched in to Mboga, who has at the top of the key. Little shimmy shake move. Nowhere to go, however. Left side, Hedke. Right wing, Yates. Mboga has it high outright. Mboga picks up the dribble. Memorial probing here. Hedke back outside for Clark, left wing. Mboga, right sideline, a three. Halfway down, spits out, no. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Zach Orr of Rice Lake, who got his hands on it for the rebound, but it went back across the baseline. And Memorial will get another kick of the can on this possession. 15-11, Memorial leads 8-11 to play in the first half. Rice Lake 8-0, but looking for the most impressive win of the year. Memorial trying to stay undefeated in the conference. Left sideline, Clark works the baseline. He got bumped into, ball went out of bounds across the baseline, and it will stay with Memorial again. It has been a game of long possessions. Again, a lot of Memorial students here and a handful of Rice Lake students making the hour drive down on this Friday night. Left corner three by Hedke. No, he got knocked down, did not get the call. Offensive rebound Mboga, though. Now Memorial will try again. Left sideline, Hedke. Top of the key. Ferguson was left open for the three, but that's not his shot. Fezenmeyer, top of the key. To Clark, left side. Clark. Back around they go. Jesperson, by the way, on the bench right now, getting a blow midway through the first half. Mboga, left wing. Mboga, into the lane, spins. Back to the top of the key for Ferguson. An open three, grace off the side of the rim. No, offensive rebounds. They all fall down on the pines. And coming out of the pile with it is Rice Lake. Orr pulls up at the left wing. Cuts down to the side of the lane, then throws it back outside. Johnson drives, kicks it left corner, an open three by Grant Pacholke, And Pachalki hits it. Graham Pachalki, the junior, off the bench, hits the three. Memorial leads by one at 15-14. 7 minutes left in an entertaining first half. Amboga curls into the lane, off the window. Oh, it pops out. No offensive putback, though, by Ben Fesenmeyer is true. Ben Fesenmeyer averaging a little more than 5 points a game off the bench. A big offensive rebound there and scores. 3-point lead for Memorial. Rice Lake ball midway through the first half. Pachalki, left wing. Here's Orr between the wheels. Oh, there's a fun feel to this one. I saw Chad Brisky again before the game, and he had that little extra smile on his face. This is one of those games that you went to school excited for all day. Durant, turnaround shot underneath, leaks off the front of the rim. Nay, rebound, Hedke. Memorial the other way, led up the floor to Clark, back to Hedke, left wing. Right corner, Ferguson, back to Amboga, right side, a little ball fake there, puts on the deck, drives through, stops through at the baseline. And he'll dribble it right back out again. Round and around he goes. Arms the size of pythons for Amboga. Amboga with it, left wing. 3-point lead for Memorial. Amboga dribbles it off the top of his sneaker, but they say he was fouled. Foul on Rice Lake. It'll be the second personal on Will Johnson. Fifth foul on Rice Lake. Johnson going to stay out there? Nope. They'll bring him off of those two fouls. Gives Memorial a chance to bring Cooper Jesperson back into the game. He'll be the one that triggers it in with Kevin Orr just off to his left. Ball thrown into Clark at midcourt. Clark past the right sideline for Jesperson. He's got a player all over him. They're like cheese on a burger. Ball thrown into the middle, knocked away and stolen by Rice Lake. Durant tries to run the floor, but now will decelerate and bring it back out beyond the arc. Then dribbles it off the top of his sneaker. Ball goes out of bounds, but all they say, it was last touched by a Memorial player. No vehement argument from Chad Brisky. Pick your spots. He's been in this long enough. 5:15 left in the first half. 17-14, Memorial leads, but Rice Lake has the ball. Memorial's led all throughout this one. Since an opening three by Amboga. Durant, spin move in the lane, off the glass and scores. Connor Durant, his first 2 points. Lead back down to one for Memorial. Jesperson works the baseline, throws into the left corner to Hedke. The lefty takes the shot, bottoms. Bryce Hedke, the senior, hits the three. And Memorial lead expands out to four. 20-16, Memorial leads. 4:30 left in the first half. Feed to Svensson at the right block for Rice Lake. He got double teamed and got bumped into a little extra contact there. They'll get a foul on Memorial, non-shooting foul. Fifth team foul on Memorial. And it's going to be on Clark, his first. Svensson's got four straight games of at least 10 points. He's been held off the board so far. He's averaging 15 points a game and is a very good presence down low, but again, has not been able to get much going here. He'll get the inbounds, has it right corner. They'll feed a pass underneath to Will Johnson back into the game, and Johnson with the two fouls uses his shoulder to get a little room. They let it stand. He'll go up and score, and it's a 20-18 Memorial lead as Rice Lake pulls a little closer. Jesperson left wing, got to Ferguson left sideline. They challenge him to take the three. He takes it, and he got it. They slant back on him, daring him to take the three. Ferguson said, all right. He rolled the dice, and he got what he wanted. A three ball for Ferguson, and Memorial's lead is back up to five. Memorial led by as much as nine in this half. Johnson drives in right side, then tried to hand it along the baseline to Orr. It pitter-patters off Orr's hands, goes to the Memorial bench out of bounds, but they say it was last touched by Memorial on the scrum. So it'll be Rice Lake ball again, thrown in from the sideline to the right in the front court. 3:35 to play in the first half. Memorial leads 23-18. In addition to all the students here tonight, the South Middle School Band performed the pregame entertainment, and no doubt will put on a show at halftime as well. Also have the dance team during the JV game. We think we'll see them again here today. I think there's a big dance competition in the area tomorrow. Zach Orr, left wing for Rice Lake, has it. Tay Ferguson guarding him, gets around him, tried to drive the baseline, goes up into the air. He took a bump, no call. Ball comes out of his hands, goes out of bounds, and it's Memorial basketball. So Memorial ball is Zach Orr. Why the foul, didn't get it. Memorial ball leading by five. Ball thrown in at midcourt, but picked off here by Orr. He'll run the floor side by side with him as Mboga. Orr goes up, no, but, they're going to call a goaltend on that. It went up, that ball never got over the rim. So they call a goaltend on Memorial on Mboga. But that ball never got over the rim. So, surprised they're calling that one a goaltend on the block. Well, is what it is. Count the bucket for Orr. 3-point lead for Memorial. 2:45 to play in the first half. Jesperson, top of the key, takes the three, rattles off, no. And the rebound to Duran. Rice Lake has the basketball. They'll walk it up the floor from left to right, down by three. Zach Orr breathing deeply as he walks up the floor, getting a little bit of a walking break, if you will. Brings himself to the right wing, picks up the dribble, needs some help here. Goes back outside, out to midcourt to Petrolke, then hands it back to Orr, who's maybe picked up some more energy on that energy bar. He gets double teamed. He's nearly knocked over, stays on his feet, and the foul eventually called on Memorial. Eventually, they're waiting for him to fall into the trap, is Memorial, and when he does, they clamp down. That, by the way, is the first personal on Ian Bauer, team sixth. Every time Orr has the basketball, there's two Memorial players all over him. Feels like a Hollywood starlet going to the grocery store. There's paparazzi everywhere. Orr has it again, top of the key. Throws it right sideline for Durant. Still 3-point lead for Memorial. Under two to go in the first half. Durant, right side. Tries to drive underneath. Lost his balance. Fell down. Now he bear hugs the ball. It's a hell ball situation, and it's Memorial ball on the alternating arrow. Memorial ball leading by three with 1:50 left in the first half. These Rice Lake guys may want to check the old sneakers there for the wear and tear. There's been a little extra slippage on this pine here in Memorial. Mboga, left wing. Mboga curls around, tried to go into the lane, and he bumped into his man. That's going to be a charge. Mboga curled around to the right side of the lane. He went belly to belly with Pierce Hashgrader. Hashgrader ends up on his cushioned rear end, and that's a foul on Mboga on the charge. Hashgrader had planted himself down like a newly built house, and Mboga was was like a tornado trying to ravage. So Rice Lake ball again, down by three, 90 seconds to play in the first half. Good job by Orr, who got double team up top. Fed a pass to a wide open Svensson underneath. Svensson missed the easy layup, but there was Hashbader to put it back up and in. Memorial runs the floor the other way. Lead feed ahead to Mboga. He's all alone. He'll score and then get fouled by the trailer. So Mboga will go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. So Rice Lake gets an easy hoop on their side, but then Memorial comes right back and gets the hoop and the harm. And Mboga has a chance to seal up a three-point play as Memorial leads by three, 25-22 with 1:14 left in the first half. Woo! Two very good teams playing at a high level as Mboga's free throw is up and in. So Mboga up to 7 points in the first half. Full court press by Memorial, but dribbling up the floor is Evan Strand. He'll bring it across the midcourt stripe. Strand, right wing. Dribbles his way to the free throw line. Pass underneath the Svensson, off Svensson's hands. The ball pinballs around there. And it's a hell ball. Timeout for Memorial. Amboga got it, grabbed it. Chad Brisky called for time. All one official was going to give Memorial the timeout, but the other official, who is right on top of that scrum, says it's going to be a held ball situation, and Rice Lake will get the basketball back on the alternating arrow. So Memorial thought they had it and they were going to get the timeout. Instead, they say one official said he was already blowing the play dead, calling it a held ball, and Memorial did not have full possession to get the timeout. So Rice Lake will throw it in right in front of the band, thrown all the way into their own backcourt, tracked down by Orr. And now he'll walk it up the floor. 50 seconds left in the first half. Orr getting picked up in midcourt, picks up his dribble, needs help, throws it ahead to Durant. Durant bounce feed to Svensson, underneath Svensson, nearly slips, keeps his balance though, and is able to go up with his right foot and score off the window. Memorial leads by two. 30 seconds to play in the first half. They can hold for the last shot if they want. Ferguson between the wheels. Ferguson puts on the deck. Throws it right sideline. Amboga, 20 to play in the first half. Cooper Jesperson now yo-yoing the ball in midcourt, knee high. 11, 10, they'll get the offense going now. Jesperson pulls up left wing for the three. No good. Rebound, Rice Lake. 5-4, running up the force fence, and Svensson drives the lane, puts it up and scores. And the final horn will sound, ending the first half. Svensson got the rebound, ran all the way down the floor with 5 seconds remaining in the half, and he scores. And Rice Lake, despite the fact that Memorial really owned that first half, Memorial had leads of as much as 9 in that first half, but despite all of it, we go into the halftime dressing room with these teams tied at 26 all. Memorial led for nearly the entire duration of the first half. They led 3-0 and led for the whole first half until Rice Lake ties it at the very end of the half. So this game is deadlocked at 26 all. We'll come back when we do, at least go to the Lord willing. When we come back, I'll tell you about the halftime stats and get you ready for the second half. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you
you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Scott Montesano back with you from Eau Claire Memorial High School. Memorial and Rice Lake, the top two teams in the BRC and playing like it in this first half. Nothing decided. Well, nothing would have been decided in one half, but very much that cliche is true this time. There's always a little bit of a hint of truth in cliches and stereotypes, and we have that here. 26 all. So he started 0-0. We'll begin the second half. Basically, at 0-0, 26-0, everybody on level footing. Memorial led for the whole first half. Wesley Mboga got a three ball just past the opening minute of the first half. And Memorial led the whole first half, led by as many as nine, led by mostly 4 to 5 points in that first half, had a two-possession lead into the final minute of the half. But Rice Lake scores twice in the final minute, and this game tied at 26-all at the break. Leading scorers for Rice Lake, Zach Orr already has 11 points, also 5 for Pierce Hastrader. Will Svensson was held off the board until the very end of that first half, got 4 points, including that buzzer beater layup to end the first half and make it a tie ball game. He's averages 15 a game. Keep an eye on him to explode in the second half. For Memorial, Cooper Jesperson and Wesley Mboga both with 7 points in this one. Winner of this one takes over sole possession of first in the BRC. Rice Lake trying for their most impressive win of the year. Meanwhile, Memorial, they've had a strong season so far, looking to defend their home court this evening. We'll have the second half right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
The Elk River Memorial Old Ames and Rice Lake Warriors all tied at 26 all, about 30 seconds away from getting the second half going in this one. Scott Montesano with you, happy to be with us on this Friday night. In the second half, Memorial in the white, meanwhile Rice Lake in the blue. Memorial from left to right across your listening device. Hello to those on 93.5 and hello to those on the World Wide Web. And thanks to the intranet, people can be tuned in from anywhere tonight, even if they so wish, in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Hey, a shout out to Council Bluffs, Iowa today on the old intranet. Memorial will begin the second half with their starting five, Clark, Hedke, Jesperson, Ferguson, and Amboga. And Rice Lake, I believe, the same with Duran, Strand, Orr, Svensson, and Johnson. The only person in some semblance of foul trouble is Will Johnson of Rice Lake. He has two fouls so far. Memorial will start with the ball in this second half. Again, a lower scoring game is what Rice Lake wants. They tend to keep games in the 40s and the 50s. Memorial averages 67 points per game. They want to put more points on the board. All right, here we go with the second half. Memorial basketball. Right side, Clark. Jesperson, right side, tried to come into the lane, but he got turned around, and Memorial will try it again. Right corner, Jesperson takes the three. Rattles around. Ball volleyballed out to midcourt. Tracked down by Hedke, and Memorial will try it again. One key didn't work, so they'll rattle the keychain and try again. Clark drives underneath, puts up a shot over a double team, and it rolls off. No, Brisky wanted the foul as Clark got knocked down, but no call. Johnson, left hand, pulls up 5 feet out, tried the finger roll, but he was too far away from the hoop, and that's not going to go in from there. Memorial gets the ball back. And Boga drives the baseline, strong off the glass with the right hand, and he scores. Now Memorial reclaims the lead. Hey, I like the effort a moment ago of Johnson trying the Magic Johnson finger roll, but he was about 2 feet too far to do it. Or left side, or spins at the block, or underneath, cyclones his way, gets a shot up, and it rolls off the front rim, rebound Amboga. Or was like a gopher trying to dig through a frozen lawn. He wasn't going to be denied, but it didn't work. Ferguson, right wing, to Amboga, top of the key. Memorial ball, they lead by two early in the second half. Jesperson, left wing. Dribbles around to the right, now curls in the lane, floats up a shot off the glass, and that one won't go off the back heel. Collected by Durand, and Rice Lake has the ball down by two. Rice Lake, again, has never led in this game. And the only time we were tied was at the start of the game and at the very end of the first half. And to open up the second half then. Duran, right wing, Hedke breathing down his neck. He'll give it to Orr, who now has it. Left-hand dribble at the top of the key. Rhythmic clap from the Memorial students opposite of us. Svensson, high out right. Feeds a bounce pass underneath. He was looking for Strand. Hits off hands. Rolls back, though, to Svensson. High out right, and Rice Lake keeps possession. This is what Rice Lake likes, though. Taking advantage of the rules. No shot clock. Trying to lull you, if you will. Orr floats a pass underneath to Svensson. Svensson pump fakes, gets his man up in the air, now goes up and scores. Will Svensson ties the game at 28 all. 15-15 left in the second half. Amboga, left wing. Amboga holds the ball belly button high, dribbles a few times with the right hand, and shimmies his way to the right wing. Reverses the ball to the left side for Hedke. Memorial trying to find some openings here. Again, Rice Lake very good defensively. Clark gets it into the corner for Ferguson. Tries to go up along the baseline, then a little behind-the-back pass to Mboga in the lane, but Mboga, all he can do is dribble back out beyond the arc. Here's Clark trying to pummel his way through bodies underneath. Forces up a shot. No, but he drew the foul. Julius Clark will get a couple of free throws. Rice Lake's only wins over quote-unquote larger schools have been over a Chippewa Falls team that is winless this year and Eau Claire North. Now, they haven't necessarily beaten a bunch of